You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Friday, December the 12th of 2025. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chilly start here in north central Wisconsin, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. It is 1 degree above zero. Expect a high of 17, a little bit of light snow today, about an inch possible. And then things get really cold for the weekend. Mostly cloudy tonight, low of 11 below zero, a high of 1 below tomorrow, Saturday, 10 below Saturday night and Sunday. Again, cold. Sunny and cold Sunday and a high of 7. So we'll have more on the weather coming up as we continue this morning. Ian Welsh across the way behind the glass. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have another chance for you to win with the WXCO holiday giveaway coming up during the course of this morning and today. The Mint Cafe is our featured partner, so we'll give you a chance to win a prize from the Mint coming up. So you're still wearing the short sleeve.
I did bring the heavy jacket.
But he's a tough guy. He's like those Newman coaches on a cold night on the sideline. It could be like 10 degrees and they're still wearing their shorts.
It toughens me up. I don't wear shorts in the wintertime. I just wear the short sleeve shirts. I've seen people that don't have any like winter gear and they're just walking around in shorts and a t-shirt. I have seen people walk around with no shirts on at all.
Across the way, Paul McLean. I think he just like showing off his guns.
Oh, jeez.
He's just showing his guns off this morning. There's nothing wrong with that.
Good morning to Paul McLean.
I can't. I've never been here this early in the morning here.
Yeah, because
like dark.
We're starting early with our segments here because we're going across the way in just a little bit.
You look good this morning here to yourself. Come on.
Well, I'm glad I do now because you're talking yakking about live streaming and all this stuff. So I guess it's a good thing. And I got my tie in my pocket, so I'm not wearing that yet.
Is that the professional that they don't put a tie on until showtime?
No. I just want to make sure that my voice is good talking to you.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Well, let's jump in because the time goes by so quickly here in the morning. Packers have gone through their NFC North gauntlet pretty well with the wins against the Vikings, the Lions, and the Bears, and then the Tigers. They've moved themselves into first place. Another big one coming up this weekend in Denver. Packers did the job. I mean, last week was quite a game, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of ups and downs, and a win's a win. And the Bears are a good team. Obviously, you can see from they play well. They know how to win, and that's a good win for Green Bay. Any win in the NFL, the way it looks, is a good win, to be honest with you. The Green Bay's got to be looking at it going like this. They got to go to either Denver or Chicago and get a win. If they win one of those two games, then you're hoping that you win the last two games because Baltimore's at home and then you're on the road in Minnesota. And if you win three out of four, you win a division. Because the reality of it is, even if the loss is still Chicago, you're hoping on the backside Chicago goes to San Francisco and loses, and then they got Detroit at home, which Detroit might be fighting for a playoff spot at that time, to knock them out on that situation. So you're hoping that the Bears still go 2-2 in that stretch.
Think about that game last week, and I actually think about what you and other coaches often say. It's a handful of plays. You get late in the game, and it's 3rd and 1, and the Packers made back-to-back big plays defensively. I mean, it really, you talk about every win being so vitally important and so difficult. It just shows, again, that was a coin flip game, but they made the plays when they had to make them right at the end.
Yeah, and it could have been a different, many different ways how that game went.
I wonder if do you think they would have gone for two?
100%.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Nowadays, that's the way it is.
That's the way it is, and they found a little formula there. They rolled him out a lot, didn't keep him in the pocket, made him get rid of the ball quick. The formula that's been done and run the ball. I thought we handled the run pretty well at first. It kind of got – I felt if they would have ran the ball four straight times down there, they would have scored sooner or later. Mm. So did they do us a favor by passing on that one? I probably think so. But they're trying to go for it. They kind of shot themselves in the foot, so to speak, by – wasting all that time.
Yeah.
Because they almost forced themselves. They had a pass because if they would have ran, they would have had to get going.
Yeah, no, exactly. And he was a play caller. Sometimes it feels like, you know, in retrospect, it's so easy looking 20-20 on third and one, maybe they should have passed and then ran it on fourth and one or along those lines. I don't know. I mean, because I think that, again, I do think that they gave the Packers a bit of a break because that fourth down play was, I mean, either it was played incredibly well by Green Bay or it was a play that really is. If he had a little bit more time to fire it, the receiver did have a little bit of room. But at the same time, it felt like if you're a Packer fan and Packer defender, that's the kind of play you wanted to defend rather than a run.
I because they would have got the first down. They had a good play, like you said, on third down because it was third and short. It was a great play. He came down the line and made the play. And he's done that quite a bit this year, to be honest with you. He's probably been the second best defensive end on the team. And then they made the play with the pass. And I think, but again, with 27 seconds left, they run the ball. They would have had to hurry up and get a pass playoff. They weren't going to call a timeout at that situation. So they hamstrung themselves.
But you do understand what they were trying to do as well, because in this era of the NFL, if you give them a team any, say the Bears would have scored and they got the two-point conversion, they literally wanted there to be no time left.
Because
we see that. I actually understand what they were doing. I do. I think that in some ways, they had the opportunity. They still had timeout, so they were going to be able to stop.
They had one timeout left.
But I do think they had enough time in order to do what they wanted to and not give Green Bay an opportunity, because nowadays with these kickers, it's insane. It's very short distance to get in the field goal range.
And you're talking about analytics again, and analytics aren't always right.
You're right.
I'm
truly one of those. Yes.
Score first, and worry about that.
You're right. But I do. I understand though the thinking there with Chicago. But it was very interesting. It was a great game, and we'll see a couple more here coming up over the next few weeks.
Got to get one of them.
Exactly. So we're going to come back more with Paul Micklin coming up at 7:22. Coming up next, it is an information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes and Ian Welsh. And again, Ian, coming up in just a little bit, we will give folks an opportunity to call in and win with the WXCO Holiday Giveaway, a chance to earn a gift basket courtesy of the Mint Cafe. And everybody loves the Mint, so that'll be a good one coming up in just a little bit. And of course, you are 2 for 4 with the Number for the Day quiz, and you will have
a chance to win.
Get a winning week, so that's still to come as well.
Yep, pretty big.
0 degrees here in downtown Wausau. We are talking some sports with Paul Micklin, and I got home last night after doing my hockey broadcast, and I saw the Bucks beat Boston by 15. I was surprised.
Big.
But it's like, you know, it's like it's a shame that you're surprised when they win a game at home.
Well, I don't want to say at home, it makes it a lot. I mean, because Bobby Portis plays a lot better at home. Those guys happen to, they play off of energy a little better. They did beat, when Giannis got hurt, they beat Detroit. I mean, so they did beat some good teams at home.
The next game they lost by 15 to Philly.
Yeah, well, and that was the reality of all the things going on around it.
Sacramento at home this year. So.
That was before that.
But still, I mean, you're talking about this home energy. That doesn't go away because they're...
put it this way, I'm more shocked if they would win on road against, if they would have won on the road against Boston than at home. That would have shocked me. When I turned it on, they I think it was tied actually in the second half, and they were down by 14. I think
before
that, they're down by 14 before
that's the NBA.
They outscored them by, I think they were down by 7 at halftime. And they look good. But Bobby Portis, I don't think, missed a bucket when I was watching.
And your guy Kuzma?
Kuz? And but my guy is KPJ.
Yes, he is, and he's been doing the job.
And he had a great night too. He had a lot of assists.
He had a lot of great nights, and I'm almost getting to the point to overlook all of his personal demons.
Well, we all make mistakes.
So much easier to say. Oh, that's that, yeah. We all make mistakes when they're putting the ball in the hole.
Yeah. Well, if he's not, then he'll be gone. So that's how that goes.
Exactly.
No, I'm not. As a basketball player, he's doing what
needs to be done. They need that. They need that kind of player. That's vital. I mean, even with Giannis, they need that. I mean, especially without Giannis, but with Giannis too, that gives them an opportunity. And that's one of the shames is that we have not seen them for a stretch of play to see really what this team is. I mean, we can
at all.
Yeah, so it's like maybe there is something there, but we really don't know. And that's one reason that, you know, I got a little frustrated with Giannis and his timing about, you know, the rumbles. You know, I think that there's a lot of truth to those stories. Hey, come on, let it. You can't. I don't think you can make the deal during the season anyways. I mean, I think you got to do it in the offseason. I think there's some financial implications in the season make it a little bit more difficult. But maybe there's something there, but we're going to have to wait and see when Giannis comes back to figure out.
He was there on the sidelines. I didn't see him the last game they played on the road, him on the sidelines. Last night he was on the sidelines, and he was...
His brother being the cheerleader?
Not quite like his brother. I mean, his brother, he's at a different level.
Well, he's being paid $3 million to be that cheerleader. So.
Well, a couple times I saw him, like, he was, like, farther down the thing than Doc Rivers was. I was thinking to myself, who is coaching this team? But I like it. I mean, he's energy. And but Giannis was there, and he was, you know, clapping hands and cheer. You know, it's got to be, without knowing the situation, without knowing what happened, it's got to be an interesting dynamic when they go in there. And, you know, what do you say? Like, hey, there's a guy that doesn't want to be with us because he doesn't think we're any good. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that goes.
Right, right. No, I think within that locker room, everything's fine. I just think that these guys are professionals, and then I'm sure Giannis has got a good relationship with these guys. So I'm not really worried about that. Hey, we only got a couple minutes left to – it's really an odd Badger basketball team, isn't it? I mean, you know, you're not used to seeing them get blown out. They got blown out by BYU just a few weeks ago, and then
even the TCU game, it was 11-point final, but they were down by 20.
Yeah, and then 30-point loss in that Big Ten game against Nebraska this week after beating Marquette last weekend. It's a real. You're not used to seeing the wide variety here, because usually even if it's an offensive night, their defense would keep them in. But nowadays, it's a different kind of feel for this team, and there's that capability of losing big when you're not on offensively.
Yeah, they're not the
old-fashioned Badgers.
Wasn't Nebraska hitting threes. Like, they weren't hitting jump shots either to make it a blowout. They were getting layups, and they were getting – I mean, it was inside. They looked like they didn't have any defense inside. I think it's concerning for us to see how they're going to do. They got Villanova coming up. They got to win that one, and to get them some, you know, in the bank, so to speak, for the tournament. And then they got to win the rest of their non-conference games. And then they got, coming out of it, they got Purdue, right? I think right away, and UCLA at home, and those are games that they're gonna have to win at home to put that on their resume so they can make it. Because then, guess what? The third game in Big Ten, they go to Michigan. I can't see that anything's different on the road against Nebraska that they go to Michigan, who I think is a better team, a lot better team. Anything changing right at this point in time? I do like their lineup. I said this at day one. I do like their lineup offensively. I think they could score. They don't have much bench. That's a problem. And their interior defense sometimes looks like it's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, we're having so much fun. We'll keep you back for one more segment coming up next. It's a Friday. I took the tie off, loosened up here, you know.
Yeah, loosen up.
We'll put the tie back on, but... we'll come back more with Paul Micklegg. And, again, you'll be able to win in the WXEO holiday giveaway. Call up Ian in just a few minutes. And
I'm standing by to take your calls.
You sound like the perfect operator. So that's coming up as well. Bottom of the hour, we'll have the farm report, an information update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And don't forget, Pat will be joined by Mandela Barnes coming up in the first segment of the 8 o'clock hour. So a lot still to come here on 98.9 WXEO. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, Paul Micklick still hanging around, actually a third special segment here. But Ian, tomorrow morning, got Sully's college football page.
Yep.
You got to keep these guys in line because, again, Micklick is going to be co-hosting with Sully. I've noticed, though, that the ratings have exploded since Paul Micklick has taken over the co-hosting job. It's just been insane how many more people are tuned in than when I'm doing the show. Usually, whatever Sully's paying you, he should be paying you double.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks. You know how tough that might have been. How much sarcasm was on that?
I'm not kidding you. The ratings have gone up, so I have to tip the cap.
Wow, I feel good about that.
Sully's college football page 9 to 11 a.m. tomorrow morning and Saturday mornings until the Saturday before the college football playoff. Real quick, and coming up, Ian, be ready.
Yep.
We're going to be opening up the phone lines here in just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're giving away here with the WXCO Holiday Contest a gift basket from the Mint Cafe. So we're going to open up these phone lines in just a moment. But I wanted to ask you real fast because I know tomorrow you'll probably be talking about the college football playoff bracket. And Sully, I hope, he drags himself out of bed after Notre Dame did not get in. What are your thoughts on it? Because there's Notre Dame was actually, I think people were actually feeling kind of bad for Notre Dame for about 15 minutes, and then they kind of went nuclear on everybody. I think they've kind of gone a little too far.
I thought there was a shock to begin with, was that they were in it to begin with. I thought that when they lost those two games, and I remember talking to Sal about a month and a half ago already, and I'm like, just before the rain started coming out and they had the show, and I said, they have no chance. Like, they shouldn't be in. And then suddenly they were ranked higher than these teams. So the one thing I will agree with is, why do we have those other shows? Why do we have all those other shows if this is going to be make-believe?
That's a lot of people are asking that right now because you don't have this issue if you just come out. Because if they would have came out with this and said, well, Miami beat Notre Dame, and I think people would have understood it. I think Notre Dame
would have understood it.
They would not have been thrilled about it, but they would have understood it in a way that you aren't when you every single week you're ahead of them, and then last week you're ahead of them, and neither team plays, and then they flip it.
Yes.
I mean, it was like, that's what I think really is like annoying to them, and it's silly because it's because ESPN wants some content on a Tuesday night or whatever night they put it on.
Correct. And I will say that Notre Dame not playing the game, let's be honest, they would have had 10 to 15 guys that or more that wouldn't have played in the game anyways.
The people that are just wringing their hands and wailing, why? How could they do this? I mean, come on.
You would have saw a jersey out there.
They would have gone and played in the Pop-Tart Bowl. And one of the great, and maybe during one of these Sully shows, should go down the list and, you know, list these names and say, well, where is this bowl? Because I have no idea where the Pop-Tart Bowl is. That's the one they were going to go to, the Pop-Tart Bowl.
That was the one. And they get a lot of Pop-Tart. The only thing I remember is, wasn't there like a big bowl of Pop-Tarts?
Well, there was a guy dressed up as a Pop-Tart.
Oh, I remember this. My dad showed me this video.
Yeah, a guy actually running around as a Pop-Tart.
But it is money, and I understand, and you play and stuff like that. There's a lot of ways to look at it, but at the end of the day, half of that team wouldn't have played anyways in that game.
Real quickly, you know me, I'm a big MU fan, and when they play the Badgers like they did last Saturday, I'm always rooting for Marquette. Oh, boy, this is not a good Marquette team, is it?
No.
I mean, we touched on the Badgers earlier, and now Marquette, I mean, and they got Purdue tomorrow on the road. Oh, They're not. This is not a good team.
No, they don't look the same team.
They
even the guys that were out there from last year and the year before, Ross doesn't look like the same guy. Gold does not look like the same guy. They just don't look like the same guys that they were. They're missing those other pieces, obviously. I mean, that's why they're not as good. It's just a totally different team, and those guys are different with the guys around it. This is like starting at scratch again, and at some point in time, it'll be interesting to see, are they going to go get somebody, and are they going to change their approach?
Exactly. That's my next point, because I think that it's real easy to be, I think, above the fray when things are going well. Hey, I'm going to do it this way, the old-fashioned way, in terms of not dipping into the transfer portal and opening up the big checkbook. But when things go sideways, all of a sudden, the light kind of turns on in a different way.
And how? Let me ask you this: this is a win now society. How long does he have to? I mean, oh, I'm not saying does he have? He has a lot. 3-4 years.
I think. Well,
2-3.
I think.
Not that I've heard anything.
No, I mean, if they have a back to back bad years, then the heat goes up immediately. I mean, if they're 500 this year, they're 500 next year, then that wick goes up pretty quickly in this era.
And the reason I say is Marquette's the basketball is number one.
That is it. That's where and they put all their revenue, all their resources into it. So there's no excuse.
Yes.
I mean, so hey, we have to get ready. Ian, are we ready? Are you ready to open up the phone lines here?
Yes, I am. So ready for the final prize of the week.
Yep, WXEO Holiday Contest. And again, folks, the number to call is 715-814-9330.
Mm-hmm.
That's 715-814-9330. And the Mint Cafe is our featured business today. They've given us a gift basket. Folks, you have to come into our radio station to pick up the prize during normal business hours. But Ian, what number shall we take this time?
I think let's go with number two. Caller number two.
Oh, you're going to make it really fast here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. People better, on this cold morning, but the fingers better be working very quickly here, because Ian apparently doesn't want to talk to many of you because he wants to take caller number two. But it's up to Ian. So Ian says caller number two, so it's caller number two. 715-814-9330. 715-814-9330 to get a gift basket courtesy of the Mint Cafe.
Yeah.
Paul Micklegg, we'll talk to you next week.
You have a great cold weekend. Stay warm. Enjoy that hockey tournament.
Hey, perfect weather. Hey, Ian, we'll have your number for the day coming up as well.
That's right.
Here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXEO. Online at WXEO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. It is going to be a cold weekend. And, of course, we are barely above zero here to start things off in downtown Wausau. Yeah. There will be a cold weather advisory that goes into effect from midnight tonight till 10 a.m. on Sunday. So, again, it's going to be a long cold weather advisory. Very cold wind chills as low as 33 below expected. Portions of central, east central, north central, and northeast Wisconsin. Dangerously cold wind chills. Again, that means it could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Wind chill values can lead to hypothermia with prolonged exposure. Today we have a chance for some light snow, about an inch, no more than an inch, probably somewhere in the half inch realm. High near 17 degrees. The snow mainly before 3 p.m. this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 11 below zero. Saturday, mostly sunny, very cold. High temperature, 1 below zero. and wind chill factors between 20 and 30 below. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 10 below. And again, those wind chill values between 20 and 25 below. And then sunny and cold on Sunday and a high near 7 degrees. So bundle up. And we always say this. We always say this. Have that cold weather gear ready in case you do have any car trouble. Because if you get caught in a bad situation without the proper covering and you have to somehow deal with a vehicle that is broken down, you don't want to be caught in a situation where hypothermia is a possibility. So
no, definitely not.
Any plans this weekend? Or are you just going to stay and put a log on the fire?
Well, I'm going to do that and stay warm for the most part. But tonight I actually have some fun plans with my friends. The Marcus Theaters over at the Cedar Creek Cinema is showing the Jim Carrey Grinch movie in theaters because this year is the 25th anniversary of that movie.
That is insane. It's been 25 years since the Grinch came out. I
mean, so they're having a special showing at the theater tonight. We got our tickets and we're going to go see it because we really enjoy that version of the Grinch movie because Jim Carrey does a phenomenal job in that role.
I like it when the movies, the theaters bring back a classic film once in a while where you can go, actually, instead of having to watch it, say, on your television through a streaming service or whatever, you get a chance to experience it in the theater. I remember the Marcus Theaters here at Cedar Creek a few years ago. They brought in Casablanca, which was just wonderful to see that on the big screen. And I
wish, classic movie.
Yeah, I think that's always a wonderful thing when they do bring in those classic movies and be able to see it the way it's meant to be seen.
You know, the nice thing is it's not just the Grinch movie. Today's actually a special occasion for Marcus Theaters because they're showing holiday movies all today throughout the day.
Oh, really?
They're showing classics like White Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, A Polar Express, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, along with the Jim Carrey Grinch movie. So it's a whole a day of holiday classics. Different times throughout the day, if you're looking to do some, you know, holiday movie watching with the family and friends, and today's a good day.
Man, I'm going to have to take half a day, I think, here and just go over there. You're right. I mean, White Christmas is at 11 a.m.
Oh, classics.
It's a Wonderful Life is at 1:50.
Mm-hmm.
The Polar Express, Tom Hanks movie, is at...
It's one of my family's favorite movies.
Is at 1:30 and 6:30. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, three different opportunities, 11 a.m., 4 p.m., and 9 p.m.
Classic.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 25th anniversary at 4:50 and 7:25. So, again, and if you really want to go for the a different kind of holiday cheer, Silent Night, Deadly Night at 7:30 and 10 p.m.
Yeah,
so.
I wouldn't recommend that one. Unless you're a fan of the Christmas horror stuff, which I am not.
They have a Buddies Sing and Cheer Along edition of Elf at 11:10, 1:45, and 4:20. So, again, just a pretty great lineup over at Cedar Creek today. So if you're somebody that is a movie buff, a movie fan, especially of the Christmas movies, make sure that you get on over there. Hey, let's wrap things up here for the week with another number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Ian started off with wins on Monday and Tuesday, but he has fallen short on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I got some work to do.
You got some work. But you have a passing grade, but now we want a winning week. And
is it about holiday movies?
No, it is not about holiday movies. I should have found it, but...
Thought I would try.
It is about weddings, because winter is not usually thought of as wedding time.
Yeah.
And our number for the day is the percentage of U.S. weddings which take place in January. That's next month. So what percentage of U.S. weddings take place in January?
Okay.
Your choices are 5%, 10%, or 15%.
Well, not very high percentages.
5%, 10%, or 15%. What percentage of weddings take place in January?
Is this just in Wisconsin, or is this all over?
This is all over.
Okay. All right, I'm going to say final guess of the week. I'm going to say 15% of weddings take place in January. Final answer, I'm going to say 15%.
Percentage of U.S. weddings which take place in January is 5%.
Ooh, the smallest.
Well, at least
number.
It wasn't close.
That's true.
But you still had a passing grade for this week, so nothing to worry about.
Get to try again next week.
All right, well, stay warm, enjoy the movies tonight, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, Shed. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a great...
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.